Well, here goes. It's Caroline Stevens seeking the truth. This is the most important monologue I have ever made. More important than the Lisbon Treaty. Absolutely most important video. Now, I'm going to talk about a meeting that happened in May of this year. And this is a meeting that I can guarantee you've never heard about. This meeting will confirm your worst nightmares and more. And this is the truth as I see it. And there's no point in sugarcoating the truth. Okay, last night I put up a post about people who receive OBEs and MBEs. And that when you see the attendees of this meeting, hopefully this will cause you concern. It will hopefully make you question why these medals, these accolades are given out and who they're actually really given to, what purpose. See, everything, most people who are watching this believe, made to feel that they're conspiracy theorists, that they're in the minority. Well, they would be in the minority because the mainstream media has created that minority. Everything we've been hearing during the lockdown, we've been accused as conspiracy theorists. We've had people ranting, raving all over Facebook, and it hasn't done the movement any good at all. Well, I guess that's debatable, but anyway, this isn't what this monologue's about. Abandoned slides have been found on the internet about a meeting that happened on the 7th of May 2020. These slides, I believe, are in the public interest. The meeting will have used taxpayers' money somewhere along the line. So it is my moral duty, my Christian duty, in fact, to bring the dark into the light. And I'm going to now disclose the contents of those slides. And let me just give you a copy of one of the slides, what it looks like. Okay. That's one of the slides. They're in the public interest. For those who've never heard of Common Purpose UK, it is a registered charity which holds secret meetings that fly in the face of it receiving charitable status. On the 7th of May 2020, they allegedly held a Chatham House Zoom meeting. Chatham House being top secret. Let's firstly take a look at the actors. Firstly, there was a lady there called Marie Mohan. She joined Common Purpose in 2000, becoming the chief executive of Common Purpose UK in 2014. And by the way, please do share because I can guarantee that this video will be removed. This meeting has never been discussed openly that I'm aware of before. So we've got Marie Mohan, now Chief Executive of Common Purpose UK in 2014. Marie is experienced in transformational change program design, management and delivery, and has facilitated leadership programs for emerging and senior UK leaders from the private, public and third sectors. She has led 2020 Common Purposes Flagship UK Leadership Course for 5 years. She brings passion apparently and commitment to developing program participants to be the best they can be for the benefit of their own individual organisations and the wider society. So what is the 2020 course all about? Well, it has two central themes, governance and wealth creation. The fee for this particular course is £5,525 plus VAT. This includes the week's programme materials, accommodation, food, travel, and a copy of Beyond Authority, Leadership in a Changing World by Julia Middleton, founder and chief executive of Common Purpose. There are some bursaries available. Right, so she's been presiding over this Zoom meeting. Now, the following leaders attended as guest speakers, and it's important we know who these actors are, what they represent. Firstly, David Sproul, Chief Executive of Deloitte UK. David is the Global Deputy Chief Executive. He serves on the Global Executive and leads the Global Client and Business Executive, which oversees, sets strategy, and serves as the decision-making body for overall Deloitte client and business matters. In addition to providing leadership, management, and vision for the firm's client and business organisations, David also oversees Deloitte's alliances, ecosystems, corporate development strategy, and wait for this, something called Bold Plays, BOLD PLAYS. Well, what I've got to tell you, they don't come much bolder than this play. Number three, Professor Simon J. Gibson, 5G. Simon is chairman of the Alacrity Graduate Entrepreneurship Foundation, chief executive of Wesley Clover Wales, and a trustee of the Newbridge Charitable Foundation. Just for your information, Wesley Clover is a private global investment management firm and holding company. Simon was made an officer of the Order of the British Empire for his services to industry and to the community in South Wales in the 1999 Queen's Birthday Honours List. He's also got a CBE and he's also Deputy Lord Lieutenant of Gwent. Now, at the meeting is recorded that his role, his acting position, is Chair of Innovation Point and 5G Expert as Chair of the 5G Advisory Panel of Wales. So he's classed as a 5G expert, but he actually has a background in private global investment management. So I'm not quite sure how much he knows about the workings of 5G. But perhaps he can respond. Thirdly, those people on Facebook who keep telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about the legal profession. Well, number three, a circuit judge, Ellery Rees. Because these organizations, these industries are all in with the elites and through common purpose and other organizations and the government. So Ellery Rees, circuit judge, court recorder, South Wales. Incidentally, after this meeting on the 18th of July, she was appointed a recorder of the Midland and Oxford Circuit. I think that was in addition. Number four, a Dr. Sharon Hopkins, acting head of Cardiff and Vale, a university health board. She also has been awarded an MBE for her services to the health and well-being of people in Wales and the UK. She's been in the NHS for over 30 years and has worked to improve and secure the people's health in Wales. In particular, born in Africa, studied medicine at Trinity College Dublin, and wait for this, she went on to spend some time at the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Remember the Johns Hopkins? Before returning to Cambridge to pursue a training in public health medicine. Sharon arrived in Wales in 1992 and has held a number of director posts in public health. She has a particular interest in health inequality, resource allocation, and decision making for health improvement. So we've got the legal, we've got the health, we've got the 5G, we've got the accountancy data processing. Next, we've got the police. Stuart Parfitt, Chief Superintendent of South Wales Police, who received at St James's Palace, London, on the 11th of June 2016, the award of the Queen's Police Medal for Distinguished Service. And finally, the BBC were there. The meeting went along the lines of, there is an influenza virus currently affecting the world, which is the real health issue. But it is ultimately nothing to be overly concerned about, plainly speaking. People were knowingly given the wrong flu jab across the UK in winter 2019 following event 201. This resulted in inflammation of the larynx and people complained of having the sensation of broken glass in their throats. Following this, the rhetoric of COVID-19 was spun as a virus, I'm quoting their words, which could attack immune systems and hence the associated panic until society was shut down, resulting in scenario one. Scenario one resulted in the now well-known campaign, Stay at Home, Protect the NHS, Save Lives, and the adoption of social distancing. COVID-19 deaths are being caused by external issues such as weak immune systems, smoking, alcohol dependency, mental health issues, and cancer, and that people with these pre-existing conditions would have been susceptible to death anyway, directly or indirectly. As an example, AIDS does not kill per se, but it weakens the immune system so that an illness such as a bronchial pneumonia would be able to kill a person without the antibodies able to fight it off. It's known that vitamin C and D, iron, zinc and magnesium are of course most beneficial to the human body, but that the NHS needs to temporarily misinform people. Yes, their words, the NHS needs to temporarily misinform people so as to prepare them mentally for a vaccine which ultimately they do not need. But as some of the attendees said, they said it will be compulsory and that the NHS will ensure this happens by December 2020. And hence, I guess, we had Doris's speech on television last night. They went on to say that people may be forced to have the vaccine under sedation if necessary, and the BBC were keen to be the leaders of this message. Please do share this video. Once it's gone, it's gone. They concluded stating that we have nothing to fear and that coronaviruses were already inbuilt into the human system as a rhinovirus, and that the flu symptoms experienced were just that, as something called O. Timmy, T-H-Y-M-Y. Viruses cause flu, but that we need to continue to ensure that the public remains dumb about this. It was stated that the media would start an enforcement campaign in September, which would pull no punches and be as dishonestly honest about speaking of COVID-19, were people to ignore the advice. Dishonestly honest. Considerations for sentencing offenders could range from a £5,000 fine to 18 months imprisonment, both, a combination of both, if an offender is unable to pay, or on ISA, as well as a possible ban from returning to their community. If we are tough and robust, people will generally fall in line and be compliant. Extra punishments could be meted out if the offender has watched, wait for this, if you have watched conspiratorial material online, then this could range from 6 months extra prison to community courses and counselling ranging from a year to 5 years. On top of that, these people would be denied internet access for a period of 5 to 10 years as part of a new national prohibition law intended to come onto the statute books this year, as well as difficulty in obtaining employment, which would impact on their family situation. Social services, at request of either a Crown or Magistrates Court, would remove children from the home of the offender. Hello, are you hearing this? The courts are corrupt. So there's no point in trying to say nasty things to me on social media. The courts are in this. Why are you paying money to these multimillionaires for a court case to give to these multimillionaires? Hello? Social services, at the request of either a Crown or Magistrates Court, would remove children from the home of the offender and would then be deemed as a threat to their safety and emotional well-being. In short, we do everything to put our advantage. I think some of it is, there's a couple of typos, but I don't know who was taking the notes. Not obviously professional enough, but anyway, we have to work with what we've got. So the Deloitte UK is currently gathering data on the public ahead of the 5G national rollout, hence the tie-up with 5G, which has been phenomenal, apparently, with the help that's been given to them. The ability to know more about people and how much of a credit or even debit they will be to society can help its future matters and end affairs, such as dealing with and preventing crime, from minor fraud to large-scale riots and public disorder. This is what Facebook and attending all those marches has done. It's been providing data. for 5G rollout. So people go and talk about vaccinations and the 5G, and it's a honey trap because all that information is being sent to the 5G accountancy companies. That was clever. That was a really smart move there. And this is a smart move, isn't it? Me doing this video. Right, at 2:16, it was agreed that the police would press home the message that if people did not get vaccinated, then they will face arrest and a large fine or prison time. But added that as prisons are finally below targets for overcrowding, that G4S and Security Corps would like things to stay that way, as they will always need cells free just in case. Fines upwards of £5,000 payable within 14 days or 18 months imprisonment with no halfway release would hopefully be enough for people to see sense in this regard. There was mention made of possible plans to seize computers, laptops from those responsible or in league with those spreading the wrong misinformation as one way of preventing its spread, and that they were hopeful that Deloitte will work with all the police forces in England and Wales to allow them to prevent the spread quicker through faster decryption of ISPs and VPNs, in order that there is absolutely no hiding room for these perpetrators, and that the above could be done without warrant if need be, and it would be acting in the public interest. How does that work then? You see, that's why it's so important to know who you're following. If you're following people who are talking about 5G, who are selling products to the police forces around the UK, how does that work then? Why would you do that? Because they're all in it together. Right, there was a follow-up Zoom meeting on Monday the 11th of May 2020. All attendees to the webinar believed that it was beneficial to the ongoing COVID-19 scenario. They said that they needed to avoid complacency and effectively disallow those spreading the wrong type of misinformation. With regards to this, there needs to be a greater incentive for people to just do this. Large fines, prison sentences, and withdraw their privileges under internet prohibition law. Please share this video before it gets removed. In order to remove vulnerable children from what would be deemed an unsafe environment. So any of you who has a child under the age of 18 who is living with you, the courts, remember the magistrates' courts, the crown courts, are going to be asked to remove your children. According to this meeting, however, there's lots more other evidence on the internet. Now, finally, it says there will be an important role for the media to constantly push the agenda that only mainstream and fact-checked and verified media should be and adhered to. This will mean more people online to check what is being said and to flag and request account bans for those flouting the rules. Remember, this meeting was reported in May. And we're now looking back and thinking, wow, they knew, because that is exactly what is happening now in November. An incentive scheme similar to the Anonymous Crime Stoppers helpline is to be set up within the next few weeks in order for people to report fake news with regards to COVID-19, as well as people knowingly spreading misinformation. Well, this can't be misinformation, can it? Because this is the information at their meeting. So this is the truth, which is what we suspected. So this isn't misinformation. And this is a charity. They get charitable status. They get preferential terms at the expense of the taxpayer. So this should be in the public domain. Common Purpose UK is glad to report, so I'll speak on their behalf, that this is as a direct result of this meeting, and that all police forces and community councils are on board with this idea, in addition to reporting for those people breaking COVID-19 social distancing rules. People will need to cooperate and encourage others to cooperate if they want society to reopen. The above is related to 5G being rolled out without further delay and Deloitte UK gathering data on the public from September 2020 as part of the UK's national vaccination plan, which coincides with the launch of something called GCS. The only GCS I could find that vaguely was connected was something called the Government Communication Service. But this is all connected with GCHQ. Okay, so that's all I've got to say today. This is obviously now a real life meeting. Remember, the dark side says it has to tell us, and these slides, show it again, these slides, for those people who are just switching on now, these slides are floating around on the internet. In fact, I couldn't even find them myself. A friend of mine worked through the night to record all the details, type them all out, and then I've read out a slightly abridged copy, but only slightly. Today is the day that on BBC Radio 4, it was mentioned that the government wants to outlaw anti-vaxxers and make it a criminal offence, which fits in perfectly with talking about this meeting today. This is real. Also, apparently the Criminal Offence Select Committee on Communications last week more or less told that Facebook was a threat, and that only positive messages would be promoted on social media. So as I say, I'm going to switch off now. As soon as it gets shared, we'll get it uploaded to YouTube. It'll then be flying around YouTube until it gets taken down. But then we'll upload that YouTube link to videoband.nl/Caroline-Stevens/. That's where you'll find this video. I am aware that video band does often come up with there's a problem with this internet, but that is the control. This is the power they have over our lives. So please download this and put it somewhere. Download it onto your computer if you know what to do, because it might never resurrect. I'll put the script on my website, carolinestevens.net. Thank you for listening. I know it was a long one today, but the bottom line is, the message I'm trying to say and convey is the fact that Common Purpose has been conduit in the UK to promoting the government's and the elite's message Doesn't matter who's in power. Common purpose has been around for several years now. But they are a charity. They get charitable status. Yet they hold meetings behind closed doors. Well, listening to the content of one of the meetings, it's no wonder that these are secret. You've got common purpose. You've got mainstream media, in this case, the BBC. You've got the court system, the magistrates, the crown courts, these people, the legal system. They're not there to provide the people with justice. They're not there to provide recourse against governments and the banksters, because they're run. You can now see that they're run by these groups of people, the elites. What else have we got? We've got the health. This is what I said was not a good thing, the NHS in 1948. We were fed a lie. This gives them control, easier control over our lives now. And we've got the police. None of these are civil, none of these people are acting in our best interest. And this is cast iron evidence now. They are not working for the people. And then we've got the 5G. So, thank you for that. And please share. And get the word out. We're not stupid. We're telling the truth. And how you convince everybody else. But I tell you something. I don't trust any man now, after reading how evil some of these people are. That's the truth. And I'll tell you also something that I read, that these people, these elites, including lords, there's a hereditary lord. We thought we had enough problems with the shoehorned lords, but there are 90 hereditary lords, and one of them, at least one of them, has invested hugely in the rollout of 5G. And what I've been reading is that they, if this 5G doesn't get rolled out, all these investors have put so much money into this that to pay those investors back, they're saying our income tax has to increase to 60% overnight. Now, that's their words, not my words. But it gives you food for thought. This is why all these bodies want to provide disinformation in the Matrix. Because they want total control of you and your soul. And you may not believe in certain faiths and values, but if you don't believe that you were created, then what hope have you got? So I would just say a little prayer. Because they want us all under this one world religion. All these logos people are sending round, earth projects and humanitads and these satanic laurel logos and the earth with the hands round. And it's all about the new world order. And you've got all these people saying they're wide awake. And the dark side is lying to you time and time again. They say, they must be thinking, it's up to the people. It's up to them to work this out for themselves. We're not going to tell them. What did it say in that common purpose meeting? We're going to be dishonestly honest. That's why logos are so important. Because they're being dishonestly honest. And it's for you to suss this out. Or for me to suss it out and to share it. I don't make this stuff up. I'm not doing this for the good of my health. Certainly not. Anyway, thank you. Please share. Goodbye for now. And get this out to Australia because it's really, really important for them and Canada and the USA and all over Europe, everywhere. Everybody needs it. Goodbye for now.